MLM Nation, episode 703.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
Hey, MLM Nation, I'm super excited. If you haven't seen the news on social media yet, I'm coming out with my new book in this June called The Consistency Pill, give you the 7-step system to increase sales and transform your business. And I appreciate you for listening. To give you a little update on what's the book, I created a free club where you can get updates, excerpts, insider tips, and I'll share behind the scenes of how this book came from idea to being written. So it's free, open to everyone. You can click on the link in the show notes page or just go straight to mlnation.com/club. That is mlnation.com/club. ML Nation, this is Simon Chan. I'm fired up to bring our special guest today. We have Brandy Sharp. Hey, Brandy, are you ready to make it happen?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Brandy Sharp worked as a district sales manager for a telecom company before she got started in network marketing. Today, she's a 6-figure earner and also a wife, a mom, and what she calls a freedom diva. She's driven by a purpose to provide spiritual support for Christian Black moms who work outside their homes. So, Brandy, I've given ML Nation a brief intro, but please take us back to your background. How did you get started in network marketing?
Well, I mean, it was a process that happened when I was actually getting ready to fly on a plane out of Little Rock, Arkansas. I had to actually ask for a seatbelt extender and was humiliated on the plane that day. And so I reached out to my sister and I was sharing that with her. And really, the rest is history. She sent me one of the products from the company that I'm working with right now. And I was able to get some results from that. And so that's what has me here today.
So you were a customer first before you decided to do the business?
I absolutely was, yes.
So how long were you just using the product as a customer before you made that decision? Hey, I'm going to do this.
Well, you know what? Probably after my first week or week and a half after getting results. So I lost 10 pounds in my first 14 days utilizing the product. And after that, I knew like if it could work for me, it could work for all of the other women that I had encountered either from church or on social media. So I definitely knew I wanted to share it with them.
So once you decided to do it, how did it go?
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing, because all I did was simply just share my results. I shared my story as well as stories of other people within my community or our group. And as I started to share those stories, I started to just see massive results. So that's just pretty much how it happened.
So when you shared your story, were you recruiting for people in business or were you just focusing on the product?
For me, it was really just about the product. I had learned from the beginning of the business the importance of a method called retail to recruit. And so I knew if I could get my clients bought in on the product, I knew that that would solidify those individuals that wanted to later maybe add an extra income. I knew they would make that decision because they had had results with the product.
Yeah, so I like that. Retail to recruit. Can you go into the detail what that is?
Retail to recruit, is just simply where you actually retail your product to your client. You allow them to trial the product for approximately like 30 days, right? And after they've tried the product for 30 days, then you ask them, are they open to looking at the opportunity, the information from the opportunity? And from there, that's where you take them through the recruiting process.
What would you say a ballpark figure, a percentage of customers that decide to do the business?
For me,
yeah,
probably about 3%. Honestly, I wasn't very good when I first started out because I didn't have the necessary skills that I need in order to market and prospect properly. But over time, as I started to do my due diligence, my research, you know, tap into trainers, then, you know, of course, that percentage has increased, but probably about 1-3%.
Good. Okay. So you said what are some of the skills that you've developed over time that are really important?
Definitely marketing, definitely prospecting. as well as branding. That has been really huge for me. And now I'm actually learning more about Facebook ads, Facebook Reels, things of that nature, and sharing that with my team as well. So that's really been huge now that short video has pretty much taken over social media right now.
So let's talk about branding. If someone was to get started listening right now, what are a few things you should do immediately for branding?
Well, when it comes to branding, I would say you first need to identify your target audience or your target market. So you need to figure out who it is that you're going to serve. And then after that, I would say you also need to figure out what their pain points are, what problems they are having. And from there, just be able to help them get results, right? Show them how them working with you or them utilizing your product is going to change their situation for the better. So once you do that, you can kind of use that as a foundation for your branding. And, you know, from there, you'll tap into getting your, you know, your message or your logo is what I call it, and be able to continue to build up on that.
Mm, really good stuff here. Let's go back. You said in the beginning, you just shared your story in the to the community, right? You had an awesome result. Is there a specific format or template you use in terms of sharing your story that you teach?
You know what? It isn't. I am just very authentic in what I do. I just believe in, first and foremost, listening to my clients, listening to what problems they have. And then if and when there's a problem that they have that relates to my story, you know, I will just reaffirm that I can, you know, relate to what they are going through. And then I will tell them that this is what I did to overcome that by providing value to them. And so I try to provide as much value I possibly can to them before even introducing them to my products.
So value, what do you mean by that? Just like solutions, suggestions?
Absolutely. Just providing them with as much information as I possibly can to help them with their problem so that they can get a solution, you know, so that they can basically achieve whatever goal it is they want to achieve.
What was the light bulb moment for you in where things really start taking off for you?
My light bulb moment was probably when I took a class. I took a class from a young lady that was a top earner in my company. And she taught me a marketing strategy or a skill that it was something I had never heard of. And it allowed me to start to consistently see results like $100 a day, $500 a month. And when I started to see those results just from using that particular marketing method, I knew, again, if I could do that, then, you know, whoever was associated with me could do that. And to be able to earn an extra $100 a day, $500, you know, a week, that would change the lives of so many individuals. So I just started to share that method with everybody I came in contact with, and that just changed everything for me and them.
All right, so I got to ask you, what's that marketing method?
The name of that marketing method was, it was actually called Copy, Paste, Paid. Literally, I had to have a mindset shift when I learned that marketing strategy, because in college, you know, we were always taught that, you know, you don't copy anybody else's work, you know, and all of that. But once I started to get more deeper in the educational component from what she was teaching me, I learned that you don't necessarily have to copy everything that they do, but you want to copy the right cat, right? And when you're copying the right cat and you're emulating the correct skills, then that's where you're actually going to see the results. And so that's how that changed my life.
So it's basically seeing what your upline, your successful people are doing and doing what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, right?
Absolutely.
This is my favorite question. What is your worst moment in the profession? To the point that maybe you had second doubts about it, you wanted to quit, but you didn't quit. And that's why you are where you are today.
My worst moment was probably when I decided to walk away from my corporate job, right? So I had experienced just a little bit of success with my company, and I just decided that I was going to step out on faith and basically escape the corporate rat race. And when I did that, I actually did that prematurely, right? Because we don't understand as entrepreneurs, you know, our income goes up and down, right? And so what I didn't realize is that, number one, that job was actually allowing me to invest into my business and to invest in additional knowledge, mentorship, coaching classes, and all of that. So when I did not have that income, then I wasn't able to invest. And so that was premature for me. But the blessing in that is that it allowed me to literally, and I don't want to get, you know, too emotional or to talk about my faith too much, but it allowed me literally to get more closer with God. It allowed me to renew my passion for why it was I was doing what I was doing, because I didn't have anything to rely on. And so I utilized my faith, and along with really spending more time with my husband in the word of God, right? I just rebuilt my faith to the point to where I knew that if I could just keep going, that I would see the results that I wanted to see, which was just helping people. I don't want to get too deep in the interview, but that goes back to my success quote, right? That I learned from Zig Ziglar. And he pretty much just said, like, you can have everything you want in life if you can literally just help enough people get what they want. And that's what I started doing. So I started to activate my faith. I started to learn as much as I could learn from what I call YouTube University. I just started to share that. And the more I shared that, the more blessings I started to receive, my family started to receive. And as a result, it overflowed into my community, which is what we desired to do.
Now, that's very inspirational. Your purpose is to help provide spiritual support for Christian Black moms. Should talk a little bit more about that. What drives you?
What drives me, of course, like I said, I am a minister's wife. And so my family and I, we are very, very hands-on in our community. We sing, my sons play musical instruments. And so what I had started to see was literally a lot of people going to church, a lot of people, you know, having faith, but they didn't see the results, right? I literally just had a heart for those individuals, and I wanted to just share everything that I could in order to be able to help them do what I call break free, right? And the reason why I call it breaking free is because they were still in bondage. Although we were, you know, we were saying or quoting scriptures like whom the Son sets free is free indeed, we were still literally in bondage to the job, in bondage or slavery to our mindsets and, you know, our limiting beliefs. And I wanted to be that beacon light, right? That lighthouse of hope to individuals to let them know that you can have this faith. And with that faith, if you apply works, then you are definitely going to see results. And so that's why I decided to work with this group.
That's very inspirational. And I think it reminds me when, it was almost 20 years when I was stuck first started. You know, my favorite quote was also Zig Ziglar's. If you help enough people get what they want in life, you get everything you want in life. And like you say, if you just focus on helping people and be patient with it, it ultimately all comes around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So purpose is greater than money. And I think the satisfaction, way more satisfying.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Now, talk a little bit about tenacity. Like, because you said that's one of your strengths. I think a lot of people feel like they're tough, but what's in your definition or your experience, what is tenacity?
Man, it's just like the will and the determination to achieve the goal that you set out for yourself no matter what. In church, we used to say, come hell or high water. And so, you know, no matter what, it doesn't matter what you go through, what obstacles you face, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, And again, I hate to keep going here, but you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, if you rely on God and you know that, you know, the strength that he's put on the inside of you, if you tap into that, then you're going to be able to get to the next level. So, it was really founded. And I used to say it all the time is you just have to trust God. And when you trust God, all things are going to work together for your good. So
give me an example. I think maybe you shared when you went full time too early. Yeah, that was being tenacious. Give me another example of tenacity.
Well, let's just be real about it, right? When you are used to being able to drive the vehicle you want, right? You're used to being able to live the lifestyle you desire to live, and then you have to go back to humble beginnings, I'll say it like that, then, you know, you have to find a drive or determination on the inside, and it has to come from a higher power in order for you to get through that, right? I actually grew up in with very humble beginnings in a little small city called Hope, and I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but our president, ex-president Bill Clinton's from Hope, Arkansas, And so I just always felt like that, you know, I was the person that came from hope, sent to offer hope. And so as I remember that and tapped into the inner strength that only comes from above, that's how I was able to get through it with tenacity.
I love that. I think it's going back from humble beginnings and then bouncing back. It's good stuff. And not quitting and staying focused and having that faith.
Absolutely.
Hey, how important is consistency to success?
Oh, it's everything. It is absolutely everything. I was just having a conversation with one of my Freedom Divas just a minute ago via Zoom, and I was sharing with her the basis that I feel, you know, for success right now. I actually learned it from one of my mentors, Stacy, and she shared with me that alignment plus belief times consistency equals sales satisfaction and success. But without that consistency, there is no way you will see those results, whatever you desire, whether it's sales, whether it's more satisfaction, or whatever your level of success is. And so consistency is one of the main ingredients that you have to have.
Hey, MLM Nation, I know your journey is for up and downs. You know, you get excited and high, maybe after listening to this podcast, and then you get rejection, right? You're maybe you brought in a new team member and then they quit, or customer doesn't reorder. I understand that feeling. Now, I want to share some of the lessons I learned writing my upcoming book, The Consistency Pill, which is coming out in June 2022. The book is about the 7-step system to increase sales and transform your business. But writing this was no easy task. In fact, it took them over 2 years to get this done. It started really late January 2022 was when the idea came about to finally coming out in the bookstores on June 2022. And I want to share those lessons to help you inspire in your journey. That's why I created the Insider Book Club, where you're going to get excerpts, insider tips, and updates that I won't be sharing with the rest of the world. Okay. Best of all, this club is free. Doesn't require anything for you to be a part of it. I want to share that journey with you. Just go to mlmnation.com/club. Okay. mlmnation.com/club, and you're going to get excerpts, insider tips, and other goodies that I want to share with you. So anyway, head over there now right after the show, and I look forward to seeing you inside the club. Hey, thank you so much. You've been very inspirational. As we go towards the end of the show, some quick questions to pick your brain, and these can be quick one-sentence, one-liners. Aside from Zig Ziglar's quote, any other quotes that you like that inspire you?
I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Amen. What is the best piece of advice you ever received?
Never give up. Always keep going. You have everything you need to be successful already in you. You got this.
What's one habit that's helped you become successful?
My morning rituals. Definitely my morning rituals.
What is your morning ritual?
Get up in the morning before I even touch my phone. I pray. I tell God, thank you for everything that I have, because I know in order to be great, you first have to be grateful. After that, I'll get some type of exercise in for maybe about 30 minutes, get on my vibration plate if, you know, I can't get outside the house and exercise. From there, I'll sit down and get me some type of learning in, some type of personal development in for about 30 minutes. And then after that, I get me a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and I'm ready to rock and roll.
I love that. And what's your favorite prospecting tool you use? Say you have a qualified prospect. Do you give out a sample first, or do you a video or presentation or Zoom call? What do you like to use?
Absolutely. In the beginning, it was actually my sample. But right now, as I've transitioned in my business, it's actually a free 15-minute consultation.
And that's done on the phone or on Zoom?
I actually do that on Zoom.
Cool. What's your favorite app on your phone that's not a social media app?
Ooh, my favorite app is Canva. Yes. Canva changed my life.
What are two or three books you could recommend to ML Nation?
Number one, the Bible. I have to tell you that. But secondly, the book by Napoleon Hill called, Outwitting the Devil,
yep.
By Napoleon Hill. That would definitely be the second one.
And here's the last question, the million-dollar question. You ready?
Yes.
So, Brandy, imagine you had to start all over again, and you knew no one. You didn't know your husband, no family, nothing. You're like an alien that went to another universe. But you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to build a network marketing business from scratch?
I go to church. I just go to church because there you're going to find a lot of people that's hurting. And when you really sit down and I call it make a friend, when you make a friend and they tell you what their situation, their problems are, then you become that problem solver. You help them. And when you help them, you're going to achieve whatever goals you have.
Awesome. Hey, as we wrap up, any last words or advice? And then what's the best way listeners can connect with you, Brandy?
Listen, so my best advice is if you're already a part of network marketing, then definitely make sure that you continue to keep going. Even if you haven't experienced the level of success that you desire, I always say the only way left is up, right? And so if you haven't reached that goal and you're at your peak state, in your valley experiences, just know that the mountaintop's not too far from you. So don't give up. And you guys are able to reach me. Of course, I'm on social media on Facebook. But if you go and you hashtag Punch the Fat or Freedom Divas, they're on Facebook, then you'll be able to reach me.
MLM Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today, you've been hanging out with Brandy Sharp. So keep up the momentum and go to MLMNation.com. Click on the podcast tab and the show notes and all the nuggets of wisdom that Brandy shared and also links to her contact info will be right there. Definitely go connect with her and follow her. Hey, in order to be successful in life, in business, and in network marketing, you must help others. So Brandy, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with MLM Nation. We're grateful to you and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again and God bless you.
Bless you, sir.
Hey, MLM Nation, before you go, make sure you get your free access to the Insider Book Club, to the Consistency Pill, the 7-step system to increase sales and transform your business. I want to give you the excerpts, the insider tips, the updates, and also the behind the scenes or what actually happened, the lessons I learned to help you stay motivated and more consistent. So the link is in the show notes page or just head over to mlmnation.com/club. That is mlmnation.com/club. And I look forward to seeing you inside the club. Hey, MLM Nation, a great show from Brandy Sharp. Make sure you go follow her. Go to mlmnation.com, click on the podcast tab, and the link to her profiles will be right there. Also, the nuggets of wisdom that she shared. I love what she shared on this episode. Very succinct, direct, quick, but loaded with nuggets here. Talked about retail to profit, right? How sometimes we make it complicated. It can, especially with her company, the way it's structured from their products, product focus, share your story, and then go out there. And then after 30 days, you can convert. And initially, she didn't have the skills to convert them really well. The conversion was low, but she talked about the importance of investing in herself, right? I think she mentioned that many, many times, from even just watching YouTube videos to listening to podcasts to, and then and she talked about in the worst moment, she didn't have the money to invest in herself, right? But when she did invest in herself, and that was one of her big aha moments, was she invested and went to an event where she learned how to earn an extra $50 to $100 a day by simply following her team system, which is copy, paste, paid, right? Going out there, instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, do things a certain way, follow her team system. And I know every leader, every company system is slightly different, but she went out there, learned the skills, and was coachable following. Talked a lot about marketing and branding. I like that. And she has a good brand out there. Go follow her. Again, check out what she's doing. Number one, identify a target audience. I'll know their pain points and go out there and then help them, right? Help them get results. And if you do that, eventually you build a network, you become an influence in the community and people look up to you. And then afterwards, everything's so easy. Right? Like if you don't have influence, like the way I first started, I was just a shy, quiet Asian kid from Brooklyn, New York. Aside from a couple friends, we didn't even believe what I was doing. It's hard. It's hard to get people to listen to it, right? The way to get people to listen in, you got to provide value. Find that target audience, right? She talks about the $1 million question. She goes out there. She's at the church already. She attends the church. And I'm not saying you have to go to church. You can just go to any community, get to know people, find out where the problems are and provide value. I think that's what I love about social media. You can go out there and just do it from the comforts of your home. And by the way, if you don't know how to provide value, social media, definitely check out the BYOB online workshop. I give you posts and content that will help you get at least 5 prospects. Okay, if you want, I'll put in the show notes page or just go to BYOBworkshop.com and the link, and then you can learn all more about that. But you got to be a person of value. personal value. Just go out there, help people, right? Her favorite quote, if you help enough people get what they want in life, you get everything you want in life. And that was a big game changer for me as well. She talked about sharing your story. That's how she got started, right? She shared about a little humiliating incident on an airplane. She was really big. And then she got a rude looks. And that was sometimes the spark that takes to get someone to take action. She took action, immediately got results. And she just shared that. She shared that story and people start becoming customers, right? Keep it simple, but it's got to be authentic coming from the heart. And look, focusing on providing solutions, start thinking about yourself, provide solutions, focus on providing value and helping others. Awesome stuff there. She talked about her worst moment. And then that's when we learn. You know, for her worst moment, allowed her to get closer to God. That's when the lessons, you know, I think back to my 20-year journey, my worst moments, I mean, those are my most thankful moments. Because that's when I really learned to take things to the next level in my life. So, and Brandy also shared about tenacity, right? Tenacity. I still don't know how to pronounce it, but being tough and not giving up, but keep going and find out in what areas in your life do you need to get better, or so your skills or your mindset, right? She talked about we're slave to our mindset, the way we're programmed. Change the way you think, and then you get the results. But you got to change the way you think inner first. She mentioned about consistency. That's the only way to success. Awesome stuff here. I'm just looking through the notes here. And always to keep going. We keep going. It's during the worst and tough moments. That's when the biggest lessons are learned, right? So anyway, great show from Brandy Shop. Go out there, apply what you learn. If anything, just focus on how can you provide more value to your community. It would definitely change the way people see you as. It'll add new contacts to you. It'll grow your network and increase your influence. Anyway, make sure you head over to MLNation.com. If you like this, leave us a review as well. I appreciate it. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of an amazing profession. This is Simon Chan. I'm out of here. But make sure you go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.